USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With polls beginning to close across the East Coast, the presidential candidates are settling in for a long night of vote counting. Visiting the headquarters of his re-election campaign in Arlington, Virginia, President Trump told staff there he's expecting to have a great night.
I'm hearing we're doing well all over right here. The lines are amazing. The lines have been amazing. And I think we're going to have a great night. We're going to have a great night. And we're going to have, much more importantly, we're going to have a great 4 years.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris told reporters in Detroit that she's confident in her campaign and believes there won't be the feared post-election unrest no matter who's elected.
I do strongly believe that we, whoever you vote for, will defend the integrity of our democracy and a peaceful transfer of power, and that there are certain lines that whoever you vote for, that we just won't cross.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Many polling places will be closing in the next 2 hours, and votes will begin to be tallied. Polls in Pennsylvania close at 8 p.m. local time, where thousands of absentee and mail-in ballots have had many asking when we'll know the winner of a state that both campaigns believe they need to win the White House. The state's lieutenant governor says that may be sooner than later. Democrat John Fetterman tells Fox News that he's been in contact with boards of elections around his state and hasn't heard of any problems counting early ballots.
In terms of when everything's going to be finished, I can't specifically say. I don't think anybody can. But anecdotally, across Pennsylvania, too, like York County, where I grew up, a Republican county, they 4 hours ago, they had all their ballots, you know, opened and ready to count. And they're going to begin counting them at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm not sure why they would wait, but that's all their call. But there isn't any county that I've heard of that is having any kind of issues.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
No matter who wins today's election, the United States will officially withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement on Wednesday, 1 year after formally notifying the United Nations of the intent to leave. The agreement among nearly 200 nations to reduce greenhouse gas emissions was a target of President Trump's during his first presidential campaign, and he started the process of pulling out of the treaty in 2017. While Americans were focused on going to the polls today, doctors are warning that we could be entering a very rough phase of the COVID pandemic. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CNBC that while we're better prepared to deal with more infections, we could still see a large rise in cases and deaths over the winter.
The sheer fact that we're going to be infecting so many people right now is probably going to mean that the death tolls get well above 1,000 for a sustained period of time. And so it's a very grim couple of months that we face. I think that this is the last sort of acute phase of this pandemic that we need to go through, and things will get better in 2021, but we need to hunker down and be careful over the next couple of months.
And Wall Street was confident Tuesday that a disputed presidential election will be avoided, with all three major indices making big gains at the bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 554 points to gain 2% on the day. The S&P 500 had its second-best election day on record, gaining 1.8% at the close. And the Nasdaq rebounded to finish over 11,100 points, adding 1.9%. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.